Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on The Fan, we are joined by Adam Zucker, college football host for the SEC on CBS and the CBS Sports Network. You can watch him Saturdays today throughout the year on College Football Today. They have a hell of a game today. It's probably the sexiest game of the weekend. Coming out of the SEC, Georgia takes on South Carolina, 3:30 kickoff. Adam, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, man. I was waiting, you know, all summer for the season to start, and now we're in the quicksand. And once it kicks off, it's a lightning rod, and we do have the sexiest game, and it's every week because we have Brian Jones on our pregame.
Oh, well, that's a clincher right there. I mean, Brian Jones could call anything, and we'd find it so. Talk about anything, and we'd find it incredibly sexy.
Exactly. Even without Rick playing his guitar, we'd be all set.
We know how good Georgia is. We saw their success last year getting to the national title game, but I've read a lot of good things about South Carolina. Number one, can they challenge in this SEC East? How good can the Gamecocks be this year?
They can be super. They're the biggest challenge to Georgia in the East Division. You know, Georgia's going to play Auburn like they do every year. They have a crossover with LSU this season as well, and the Tigers look better than I thought they would out of the gate against Miami. But South Carolina's got a ton of guys back. The conference is loaded with quarterbacks, Jake Bentley among them, and he's kind of like he was the puppy. Now he's one of the seasoned vets. But they've got two guys who weren't a part of this game last year, a running back named Rico Dowdle, and most importantly, a guy who could be everything, and that's Deebo Samuel. He made a great one-handed catch last week. They've got a ton of guys back on defense, and it's probably going to be a high-scoring game. You know, Georgia gives up some points, too, now, and they've had to replace a lot of guys. They reloaded with their offense, too, so it should be high-scoring, and SC's won three of the last four between the two at their place, so they got a solid shot at this one.
I know we don't want to exaggerate after 1 week, and I don't think it's ever exaggerating to talk about how good Alabama is, but my God, especially the way the quarterback Tua played when he played, is Alabama going to be beatable at all this year?
I don't think so, man, because they're home against Auburn, which is always the big one. They're home against Mississippi State, who really came the closest to truly knocking them off otherwise last year, other than Auburn, in the regular season. So they've got two clutch home games, and this has always been a steamroller of a team. It's always been a suffocating defense and an offense that kind of just arm wrestles you down to the table. With Tua Tagovailoa in there, I mean, we've now seen in a game and a half why Alabama fans and people who watch the sport constantly have been clamoring for this guy. And I think that he makes Alabama's offense the most dangerous it's been under Nick Saban. That doesn't mean they're going to score 70 every week, because that's really not his thing. You know, he wants to run the ball still. But the way he escapes past the pass rush, the guys that he throws open and sees where they're going to be is uncanny. I mean, whether it's the winner in the national title game or the pirouette he did early on against Louisville and threw it where his guy could go. And I think the difference between him and Jalen Hurts, and I think Kirk Herbstreit did a great job pointing this out, you know, he sees the plays developing, he sees where the guys are going to be open, and he sees it super quickly.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you know, I know Clemson played Furman last week, so we can't get nuts about it. How do you think Dabo Swinney are going to use these two quarterbacks? We know about Kelly Bryant. We saw Trevor Lawrence. He looked damn good. Again, I know it's Furman, but how do you think he's going to use these two guys?
He says he's going to use them both in this game against Texas A&M. So Kelly Bryant's been through some battles. He was injured in that loss that they had last year at Syracuse, but he otherwise got them to the playoff but wasn't able to be Deshaun Watson in that game against Alabama. Trevor Lawrence is the golden child. They talk about him the way they talk about Tua Tagovailoa, that this is a generational kid, top recruit in the country, depending on who you listen to. So he comes in, he has three touchdown passes, not Mr. Mobility necessarily, but, you know, all the prototypical NFL type of quarterback as far as the old school dropback guy goes. It looks to me like he's going to play them both and get Trevor Lawrence some playing time in this game. Now, if it's close and you need someone who's been through the ringer a few times, I would bet that that would be Kelly Bryant to run the offense in this situation at Texas A&M. But it would be really good for Trevor Lawrence to get his feet wet with a big, loud road crowd.
And he's got the size, man. What is he, 6'6", 6'7"? He's a big, big
without
boy.
The hair.
Yeah, right. It feels like eventually he'll take that job. You think eventually he'll just be the guy?
I do. Watching, it's very similar to the Alabama situation. You know, these schools, and we're seeing it in this sport where who makes the playoff each year, but these unique superpowers, the best players, the best recruits want to go there. And they don't go there thinking, I'm going to lose this position battle. They think, I'm going to win it. And quarterback's the one job, I guess, other than kicker, where only one guy can be the guy. You know, you can have a stable of running backs. So it can't be forever that Dabo goes with two quarterbacks. You know, if it works for a little while, great. But Nick Saban pulled the plug on that after 1 week.
We are talking to Adam Zucker, college football. We begin another week. Any concern about Penn State because of how much they struggled, especially late, in barely holding on and beating Appalachian State?
You know, I married into a Penn State family, and they enjoy watching when Adam's on TV and all that. They will not watch when Penn State's playing. They'll watch Penn State. They won't watch me. And they were nervous. And I don't know who's going to schedule Appalachian State going forward.
I'll tell you that. Why would you?
Every year. Yeah. Every year. I mean, forget Michigan 11 years to the day of what happened there. But Georgia Tech, Tennessee, every year they do something to somebody. I want to wait on that. I want to see what they do against Pitt. Because first game without Saquon Barkley – Even more importantly, may I say, first game without Joe Moorhead as the offensive coordinator. Mike Gesicki, the Jersey Shore kid, not there at tight end anymore. So first game replacing a bunch of pieces. I would expect Penn State to take a slight dip this year anyway, but that could just mean one more loss somewhere along the way. Although from early returns, they might not have a problem beating Michigan and Michigan State this year. So mild concern, but this Miles Sanders kid will be fun to watch. He was actually supposed to go to Pitt, and now he's the guy at running back. A little concern, but App State kind of is everyone's kryptonite for week one.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason to schedule him. I mean, because all it is what good comes out of it? Nothing.
I know. Tennessee, ask Tennessee about it from last year.
Seriously. Speaking of Michigan, do you think eventually Shea Patterson is going to be the quarterback that Michigan fans were hoping and are hoping that he'll be?
I hope for their happiness, because I wish happiness for all, that he could be the guy. He was amazing at Ole Miss, but he was running around like crazy at Ole Miss, and he had, if you look at the Ole Miss receivers, there's a crew, A.J. Brown especially, guy had like 1,300 receiving yards last year. Ole Miss is right up there with, you know, West Virginia, some of these young guys at Alabama. They're right up there with any team in the country as far as the best receiving core in the nation. So he had those guys. He had a more open offense. I mean, I watched a lot of that Michigan-Notre Dame game, and it felt like homework, actually, after a while, especially when Notre Dame kind of pounced and then chilled. But, Dylan McCaffrey actually looked better to me than Shea Patterson did. And then you'll hear Ole Miss people tell you that Shea Patterson, besides all the stuff that went on with Hugh Freeze and wanting to get out of Dodge, you know, Jordan Ta'amu was going to beat him out for the job. Mm. And so we don't know if that would have happened. But, I'd like to see Shea Patterson do better than how he looked the other day. Braylon Edwards, unfortunately, said it too strongly.
Yes. Yeah. He wasn't wrong with what he said. I think it was the salty language that may have hurt his case.
Yeah, no, exactly.
USC-Stanford is a very appealing game. What did you think of the freshman JT Daniels last week in his debut?
I'll tell you what. He could have folded pretty easily. You know, they don't have Ronald Jones anymore either. He came into a situation there where the team gave up over 300 rushing yards to UNLV, and they're trailing at the half, and he had to put him on his back a little bit there. So I thought it was a good test for him. He was able to find a couple guys, including Amon-Ra St. Brown, for his first touchdown pass. They were actually high school teammates. So I think the jury's still out, but it's going to be I think we're going to get a lot more evidence in the court after this trip to Stanford.
Now, I asked this question to Greg McElroy a few days ago. I want to ask you, especially now that gambling is legal in New Jersey, all right? Would you take the 35 if you're Rutgers against Ohio State?
No. No. And you know what? We I'm sure you guys get into the spreads a lot. We do our show on Tuesdays where we put up the CBS Sportsline, and the numbers that they put out, and then our guys really just still pick winners of the game. And Rutgers, I want them to get better. I'm a Jersey guy myself. The credit card fraud suspensions took a chunk out of this team too. But bigger problem is that Ohio State players are just coming in mad, and they're healthy. And other than Urban Meyer not being there, they've got enough guys who can coach, including their former Rutgers coach, Greg Schiano, on that sideline. So J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber, when you have two running backs who could be the workhorses and they're both healthy and sharing the load, man, they're making the most of their opportunities. A quarterback in Haskins who's still looking to show what he's got and establish himself, I don't think it'll be so good.
Adam, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for popping on.
All right, man. Thanks.
I'm Adam Zucker, college football host for the SEC on CBS and the CBS Sports Network. You can watch him Saturdays throughout the year on College Football Today, Tuesdays on Inside College Football on the CBS Sports Network. Georgia, South Carolina today, 3:30, the SEC Game of the Week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.